Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, brought to you in part by BuzzBox Coffee.
I'm drinking mine right now.
Get it free. 866-456-7805. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Free BuzzBox Coffee. 866-456-7805. Our number is 888-302-3684. And the connection line is, well, we can do two things. Jennifer, you're in charge of social media today and tomorrow because Kenny's not here.
I'm on it, sir.
You're on it. Jennifer's on it. So Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. She'll collect some of your thoughts and we'll share your wisdom with everybody who's listening around the country and around the world. And that really is true around the world. I got an email from Iran yesterday.
Whoa.
Yep. It was very interesting. The outcry now... outcry, outrage, I don't know what the right word is, Middle Easterners who are Muslims and who are not, because there are, unfortunately, the news media doesn't infer nor imply nor inform you as to this fact, but the Middle East is not just all Muslims. There are plenty of Christians in the Middle East, a lot of Jews, not only in Israel, but all over mm-hmm. the Middle East. And the overwhelming majority, I don't have, it's not like 84%, I don't know what the number is, but I do know that there is complete disgust over the killing of this Jordanian pilot. Interesting how the killing of one of their own has prompted all of this, the talk about a harsh war against the ISIS group. Where were you a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it doesn't make any difference. Maybe just now, let's go get them. But you need to take care of this yourself, those of you who are there. Why do you rely on us to do it? Well, because we have the biggest army, the biggest arsenal. Yesterday, Jennifer, I think I went off on this a couple of times. I know you'll find it extraordinary that I went off on something. But the essence of my concern... about this whole business of the Middle East and the Arab Muslims and who's speaking out and who's not speaking out, it's kind of been a burr up my butt because I think that the news media hasn't given us the whole story. And I don't mean to necessarily make them the bad guys. It's just the culture of what we are getting for information is suspect. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so let's do a for instance.
Okay. Oh, you want me to do it, for instance?
Yeah.
Well, the last time there was one of these, and I forget whether it was a beheading, you know, I shouldn't chuckle about it, but there's so many outrageous acts. People have been killed, slaughtered by ISIS, the tens of thousands of people who have been driven out of that part of Syria, and they ended up in Jordan or Turkey. That sort of thing. I mean, thousands, tens of thousands, just gone. Everything's taken from them. Or they leave before the ISIS troops get into town because they know when they're there, they'll kill everybody who doesn't pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of ISIS. So they leave, and the Jordanians have taken them across the border, and the Turks have... you know, not being able to close down the border, and they don't really want to. They want to help them as they can. But there wasn't a lot of reporting on the backlash here until about a month or so ago. And then when one of these outrages took place, the first cry was from one of the religious leaders in Egypt, and it became another. And then it became, remember what I talked about, they're all around the world, they were really poignant. And the news media hadn't pointed out, as a matter of fact, I had somebody on the air who really said, well, these guys have got to... And I said to him, what are you talking about? Look at all of these people who have said that it's time for this to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, oh. And part of this problem is the armaments. The fact that, well, there are two or three different problems that have allowed ISIS to become the biggest name in terror. Because they are, right? Far outstripped Al-Qaeda. Far outstripped the Taliban. And where are they other than Vlad the Bad in Russia, who's a terrorist himself? Where are there other terrorists? A little split cells here and there. But ISIS is pretty much the group that's getting all the attention. And it is for things like this. It isn't that they just kill people. It's the outrageous. It's funny how people, when you're dead, you're dead. You got your head cut off, you get hung, you get shot, you get burned, you whatever. It's the horrific
way. They don't do it quick and easy, that's for sure.
No. Stoning people. That's still part of the law in some of these countries.
So Fred Dreyer and I were talking yesterday.
So Fred, pardon me while I trip over this name.
Let me trip over. Fred Dreyer.
Fred Dreyer.
You know, the guy that's the only guy that's ever scored two safeties in one game.
Right.
Played for the Rams, played for the Giants, and was a star of Hunter.
And played for Universal on Hunter.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
He's very politically minded as well. Mm-hmm. And so he and I were chatting about this just yesterday before he did a show on sports. And he said, you know, Jen, we have to behead the beheaders.
Behead the beheaders. That's what they do in Singapore.
And I said, oh.
Steal something, chop off your hand.
Well, here's why. And I have not yet looked this up, so I could be spreading false info, but this actually makes a lot of sense. So apparently the reason ISIS and these terrorist groups chop people's head off is to ensure that they won't be able to go to heaven. That's the idea, is that they're not going to be able to go to heaven.
Really?
So Fred suggested, if we're going to really fight back, the way to do it is to chop off the heads of those that really want to go to heaven. They're operating to get to heaven. They're getting past this world by killing people, and then they want to go to heaven. That's their idea. So if you start beheading them and they don't go to heaven, he feels like this is what draws the line in the proverbial sand, that they'll stop doing this if we start fighting back in that way.
Really?
What do you think?
Well, I think
besides the catchy tagline, behead the beheaders.
Right.
Or you be heading for trouble. I just added that. Sorry.
They'll be heading for trouble. There is something about vengeance that becomes attractive when the essence of the horror is as bad as this. You want to get even more. You know, there's something.
Sure, look at Jordan. They're ready to go.
Right. Yeah, now they're all ready to go. Fresh voices. Jordan says, let's go get him. Huh? Where were you a month ago? Mm-hmm. A year ago? But they all want to fall behind the United States. They want to step in line. United States spends 50% of the world's money on armaments spent by our Defense Department. I thought it was interesting, as an aside, that the fellow who is up for the job of running the Defense Department says we got to do something about the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse.
You mean Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton, no, that's, yeah.
Since there are 2.5 men.
Yeah, right.
And a Defense Department.
The new Defense Secretary.
Yeah. Yeah, Ashton Carter.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, we're going in several different directions, which we always do because it is what makes the conversation. We don't plan the conversation here, boys and girls. The conversation is the same as you would have if you're having around a breakfast table, if you're awake enough, or dinner table, if you actually have a family that eats dinner together, or if, whenever I think about that now, I think about the family in Blue Bloods, Tom Selleck.
That.
And
it's the best show. Part of the whole show are their dinners.
It is kind of, yeah, mm-hmm. Right. But anyway, the thing that people are talking about now is what we're faced here, and how do we do it? And so our conversations on this program are based on, as Jennifer just said, okay, I had a conversation with this guy. It's to give you ideas and to provoke you into thinking about what it is that makes sense to you, depending on what the issue is. So I leave Jordan. I leave the Islamic State group. I leave the Middle East, in fact, to a point, and come back here to our country to have us examine why it is that the rest of the world wants to fall in line behind us when it comes to taking care of problems like this. Because we have what it takes. I'm not saying that I think we should be less than we are, but I think we need to really, really, really get into a mindset where you really understand, I'm using really a lot here because I really want you to get this point, we have tunnel vision. We become focused. You know how in radio, Jennifer, there are unidirectional mics and there are omnidirectional mics?
I do.
Unidirectional just takes your voice from one place.
Sucks in your sound.
And omnidirectional is it picks it in from all over the room. So, We have a myopic view of our, or not we, some of we, some of us have this myopic view that we have to spend, just because we spent, let's say, $500 billion last year, we got to spend $510 billion this year. And next year we'll have to spend $520 because we need to stay ahead of everybody else. But we don't examine where that money goes, how it's used. It's...
Oh, there's tons of corruption and
sinful.
But
what we're doing with this.
Before we move from why lead, I mean, I know you're looking at it really strictly right now from a fiscal standpoint, saying, okay, why do we always have to be the ones to throw our money at a problem? Totally get it.
Well, but, there's not. I'm not saying it's bad because I think it's good to be the leader.
That's exactly what I was going to get at. Yeah. I think we have to be. Historically, America always was.
Well,
people look to us to lead.
Yeah.
And I think what's really dangerous right now is we don't have strong enough leadership to do that. Even when we did things that weren't quite right, at least we were leading. We made a choice and we pushed on. And now I think we just kind of hem and haw. And that's to the detriment of not only the other countries that used to follow us, but to us. I mean, we've lost a lot of standing and power, I think.
All right. Well, let's push on. Food for thought from Good Day at 18 after the hour.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep,
that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Tonight, it's the move everyone's been waiting for. The Blacklist moves to the all-new NBC Thursday with an episode people will be talking about.
Consider it a bonus.
Then, it's the premiere of Allegiance, the thrilling new drama the critics are already calling outstanding, impressive, entertainment weekly raves. This new drama will make you pledge allegiance. The premiere of Allegiance follows The Blacklist on a great new night of dramas. Tonight at 9, 8 central, the all-new NBC Thursday.
Have you ever noticed?
how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dried guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Laughing Matters on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. And in this portion of the program every day, we pull out some of the things in the world of entertainment on television, especially late night monologues and things that will hopefully, when you hear them, make you smile in a wry sort of way. Brian Williams was on Late Night with David Letterman last night talking about the time he was shot. And he was shot at
right, when
he was covering things in Iraq. Here is part of that story.
I do go cover these two wars we've been fighting, and when I do, I like to go out on patrol. I like to get out in it. A guy like Richard Engel, the amount of fire we took on this day, his name for that is Tuesday. His name for that is every day of his life.
Right.
We were in some helicopters. What we didn't know was we were north of the invasion. We were the northernmost Americans in Iraq. We were going to drop some bridge portions across the Euphrates so the 3rd Infantry could cross on them. Two of our four helicopters were hit by ground fire, including the one I was in.
No kidding.
RPG and AK-47.
What altitude were you hit at?
We were only at 100 feet doing 100 forward knots because we had these massive pieces of bridge beneath us on slings.
What happens the minute everybody realizes you've been hit?
We figure out how to land safely, and we did. We landed very quickly and hard, and we put down, and we were stuck. Four birds in the middle of the desert. So we got hit. We sat down. Everyone was okay. Our captain took a Purple Heart injury to his ear in the cockpit, but we were alone. They started distributing weapons. We heard a noise, and it was Bradley fighting vehicles and Abrams tanks coming. They happened to spot us. This was the invasion.
Oh, my God.
The U.S. invasion. They saw us. They surrounded us for 3 days during the sandstorm that was so big it suspended the war effort. It was called Orange Crush. And they got us out of there alive.
All right.
And
this young, on the ground. At this point in the interview, especially with what he just said, people are, huh?
Yeah.
And then this is the follow-up to the, remember now, Brian Williams is the anchor of the NBC Nightly News, respected journalist and reporter.
Maybe the most right
anchorman.
Now.
Yeah, he has the most, yeah, he's the most seniority by far of people doing the Nightly News. So he just described his experience being shot at and the circumstances in Iraq, and then he follows it up.
On this broadcast last week, in an effort to honor and thank a veteran who protected me and so many others after a ground fire incident in the desert during the Iraq War invasion, I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago. It did not take long to hear from some brave men and women in the air crews who were also in that desert. I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following craft. We all landed after the ground fire incident and spent two harrowing nights in a sandstorm in the Iraq desert. This was a bungled attempt by me to thank one special veteran and by extension our brave military men and women, veterans everywhere, those who have served while I did not.
So what do you make of that?
So what did he lie about? What's he apologizing for exactly?
Well, I think he told the story about being shot at in Iraq and he really wasn't.
So the whole thing was a lie?
Kinda.
So he didn't spend those harrowing nights on the desert?
I think he was there, but I don't think it was as described. Let's put it that way. There was a bit of imagination used.
So the whole thing was a lie?
Well, I don't know if the whole thing was a fabrication, but there was a lot of it. And then one wonders after hearing that, maybe this is too serious for our fun moment, but I thought that was because he was on with David Letterman. It worked here for a bit. Just thinking about how much other stuff, the conjecture. These people are human beings. They learn how to tell stories. That's how they make their living.
We all juice up our story a little bit.
Of course we do, yeah.
some more than others.
To realize that, but that's part of the deal, and I think people need to sort of understand that. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Tory Clark and Joe Connison. Coming right up, Governor Scott Walker seemed to be the star of the Iowa Freedom Summit politically. That right?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Joe Connison and Tory Clark. Is there now a new top tier, if not front runner, for the GOP nomination after Governor Scott Walker's performance at the Iowa Freedom Summit?
I'm always amazed at how much energy, how much time, how many resources gets put into Iowa when if you're a smart person and just play the numbers, you go, okay, right? Even if I do well here, it doesn't really set me on the path that I want to be on. People that I know have become kind of disaffected. They've just gotten out of politics or just kind of fed up with it. They're calling up, they're emailing, they're texting about Scott Walker. So very anecdotally, I've seen and heard from a lot of people who are pretty smart people kind of going, you know, he may have it. He may just be the one.
Look, it depends what your analysis of the electorate you need to win a national election is. And by that token, I don't think Scott Walker is a great candidate for the Republicans. I think he has no appeal to Hispanic voters. I think he has zero appeal to black voters. If you go back and look at what happened in Milwaukee when he was there, it was very racially polarized. And he's sort of an unreconstructed 1950s right-wing Republican. If you think that's the path to the presidency, then you might be for him.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Joe Connison and Tory Clark.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
And flowers. It's about a week from Valentine's Day? A week from Saturday's Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ready?
Are you all ready, Dougie?
Tom Brady gave his Valentine to Malcolm Butler.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you.
Well deserved. You know, and Brady gets a rap.
It was my idea.
It was. I think he listens to you all the time on the Good Day Show. But Brady gets a rap of sometimes being kind of a jerkleburger, so yes. I think this is good.
Mm-hmm. You'll be happy to know that your pal Shug pled not guilty yesterday.
And then collapsed. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not guilty, Your Honor.
Chest pains.
Right.
Ooh,
it's weird because it was originally I had heard that he just had a panic attack and they sent him to the hospital, but now it seems like he's got blood clots.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's in ill health anyway, I think.
Is he? Is he heavy? A lot of those rappers are really...
Well, he's not like... Oh, I mean, from the pictures, he looks like a big guy, but he doesn't look like a, oh my God, crazy heavy guy. But, yeah. I mean, he's a big dude for sure.
You know, we spend a lot of time, and we spend a lot of time talking about what's going on outside of our country. And, you know, my preference is to talk about things that are going on inside the country. My preference
is the libertarian in you.
Yeah, I think that there's nothing to be gained, frankly, by spending a lot of time talking about things that we can't do anything about, other than perhaps to know, in a sense, what really influences all this, because the world is so small now.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the number one thing people were talking about wasn't the beheading, wasn't what was going on in the Middle East, wasn't what was going on in our country.
Bobby Christina.
No. It was the picture of the plane that clipped its wings as it rolled over going into the water in Taipei, over the main highway in Taipei. The wing, I don't have to describe it. As soon as I say that, everybody saw that picture.
The image of that will be burned into my mind for a really long time.
And yeah.
I was just asking you when we were not on the air, but there is this car that you see in the video or in the pictures driving along the roadway as this plane comes careening towards them. What is it? I want to talk to that guy. What was that like? I mean,
I'm looking at the picture now.
Holy moly. I'm going to tell you right now. Your body does weird things to you in a state of emergency, but I'm sure I'd have to do some nether regions if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I want to know my sense of curiosity, because I love to fly. I like to know about planes, trying to figure out what kind of a plane this was, and because you don't see many planes this size with props. You didn't notice it was a prop-driven plane, not a jet engine. If you didn't notice that, that's one of the things that sort of I'm curious about, because it's a fairly late model plane, but I also want to know how it got into this position after having taken off.
What, it was sideways. It almost looked like it was doing a cartwheel, sort of.
Right. At that point, whether the pilot's trying to say, knows the plane's going down, you're trying to save it and get into the water, that'll be, I think the pilot survived. There were more survivors than not.
What was it? Only like 7 people or something died?
Died?
Maybe more? Well, I'll check it out.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot. Dr. Margaret Hamburg, do you know who she is?
Dr. Hamburg, no.
Dr. Hamburg is the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration.
Mm-hmm.
And for the past 6 years, she has made a complete mess, an unbelievable mess, out of what was supposed to be the need for food safety. She has been just a horror show. She resigned. And there is no comment as to why she resigned. She's probably the longest serving FDA commissioner. She went in 2009, and she was listed as the world's 51st most powerful woman by Forbes magazine last year.
Huh.
Anyway, she was a horror show. The FDA is a horror show, and it's time more and more. I think this is more important for us to talk about and understand. I don't think the principles are that difficult to understand about what's going on there. It, along with the EPA, are the best examples of these government agencies that have a direct impact on you. There are a lot of other agencies, like the Defense Department, other than the money that's extorted from us in taxes to pay for that stuff, it doesn't directly affect you in your everyday lives. You can say, well, kind of like the Jack Nicholson line from A Few Good Men, you want us on that border, you need us on that border, you expect us, remember that line from A Few Good Men? Well, yeah, we kind of do, and we don't really think about it much. Once in a while there's a discussion about it. It's not focused. We think about how we eat, about our health, well-being, and these things are affected by these nincompoops at the FDA and the EPA. And so it seems to me, and Hamburg was an example of this. I remember now in the crevices of my mind, I'm going back to our conversations about her when I looked into her and what she was all about. The thing that strips us naked when it comes to these conversations is understanding that the sycophants who get put into these positions are not necessarily always experts in their field. They are, when I say sycophants, they are patrons of the leader. They either have made themselves known to the president or to members of his staff, the people that choose these folks. She has a fairly distinguished career, but she was not an administrator that I know of. Right? And by the way, I'm not talking about this in a personal sense. I'm just saying that we have so much focus on things that are not of compelling importance to us. Interesting, yeah. Picture of the plane, wow, what a conversation topic. But your health and well-being, it seems to me, and that's why I focus on it as much as I do on this program, because I think that's really what's important. And apparently, because I'm still on the air after 27 years, a few people agree with me.
A couple of them.
That it's important. I just, I get sometimes frustrated by the focus on all of this stuff that we can't do anything about. Yeah, it's a good conversation. Did you see that picture of that plane? Yeah, okay, that's good. So then where does it go from there? You hope you're not on a plane that does that. Steve's on. Good day. Hi, Steve.
Morning. How you doing, Doug?
Well, and you, sir?
Fine, sir. Thanks.
All right, what do you know about this plane crash?
I was watching news this morning, and they had a recording, probably a tower recording, of the pilot saying the Mayday, Mayday, the engine had flamed out.
Right.
And your left engine on your twin engine prop plane is your critical engine.
It is.
When it quits, it takes and causes control to be lost if it's not up to the, they call it a blue line speed.
Yeah.
And the aircraft just basically yaws over to the left and flies to the ground.
So how do you know about all of this?
I'm a private pilot.
All right. So why is the left engine more important than the right engine?
Depends on which way you're looking at the aircraft, but the left engine, when it turns, the wind corkscrews off of the propeller towards the fuselage.
Yep.
And that goes back towards the rudder, which supplies more air to the rudder at lower speed. Your right engine corkscrews away from the fuselage, which doesn't provide as much.
So they're both going, the props are both going in the same direction, and they have a different impact. So one on the left is pushing air toward the plane, the one on the right running in the same direction is pushing air away from the plane.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Correct. And if he wasn't able to feather the prop, which it didn't look like in the picture, which turns the prop straight, where it drags less air, they're doomed.
Hmm. So what do you know what kind of a plane this was? I didn't get that out of the...
I just saw a short clip on it this morning. It looks like a, probably that size. I would guess it's a Russian.
I was thinking it was a Russian plane, too. Right. The Russians build planes the same size as we do, but they put prop engines on them instead of jet engines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just for the bad runways and stuff that they fly into in the remote areas.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. Having landed in four or five airports from Ukraine to St. Petersburg, even in to Moscow a number of years ago, I'll tell you, it's not it's no picnic landing in some of those runways. Yeah, Steve, you were very informative. Thank you. Appreciate you taking the time. Call us on Good Day, 888-302-3684. Jen, where do we have our comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, about that or other things that we have, where we've touched a chord with some of our listeners.
Well, we have that picture. If you haven't seen the images yet, this plane just sideways like a jack, and this cab we're driving down the road. It says, a lot of people have commented on that. Derek says, flying doesn't appear safe in that part of the world. I hope biking, cars, and the train is a more viable mode of transportation in that country.
Well, think about the train, the Metro North train.
Yeah.
That collided with a car.
Stuff happens.
How many people are thinking that, that's exactly right. Things happen. It's a mechanical world. These are mechanical objects, and they are subject to failure.
Sean says, surreal, crazy, looks like something out of a video game, not the real world. That's exactly right. It looks like the end to an action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Diana said, yep, seen this way too many times, 10 times in a row. And then Eric says, yeah, the full video is breathtaking. We're also following a couple of other stories about ISIS, a little more serious. Should we be involved with the war on ISIS? Is it time for boots on the ground? You can chime in now, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Kevin says, time to send in the troops from all countries, from all directions. Don't give them any place to run.
Mm. There are a lot of smart people listening to the program and are helpful with their comments. Help yourself. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. It is 16 before the hour on Good Day.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down by drone!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on all the latest hardwood flooring trends. Get the hot new look of gray flooring plus 80 more styles of laminate from 49 cents. Check out gorgeous matte finished hardwood from Bellawood, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 169. Plus deals on distressed floors and over 70 styles of bamboo from 179. And get 18 months special financing. For deals on over 400 floors, get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty.
Here is Helen Krebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believe the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home number 3030.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business. Brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Go, Dougie, go, Dougie, go, Dougie, go. Don't forget to sign up for your free BuzzBox coffee, free coffee, wonderful coffee, yummy coffee. Dial 866-456-7805 to get your free pound of BuzzBox coffee. You can check it out. The big orange boxes are at DougStephan.com all over the place. It's Ashton Carter's Time in the Sun. Jennifer was kidding about Ashton Kutcher, and a lot of people have taken that shot. Not that I don't want to give you credit,
hey,
Jennifer.
Hey!
You
saying I'm not original?
He is actually not going to have, like, breezing right through the Senate confirmation hearing stuff. He's got good answers.
He has great answers.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, when I saw that he was, as one headline read, Pentagon nominee decries wasteful spending. Whoop, let's get this guy.
Sure, I know.
Right, exactly.
Fast track. He's going to slow Gitmo. I mean, he's good. I like him.
Criticizing automatic cuts to the defense budget and expenditure waste. So let's see if he can do something about it. Talk is cheap. If you're into the action mode, sir, you'll have my respect and the respect of lots of people who don't like their money being flushed down the toilet, which is what they do. The Pentagon, I'd like to be in the sewer under the Pentagon to collect all the money they flush down the drain. That's sort of a figure of speech. You understand? I don't really want to be in the sewer.
You don't really want to be in the sewer.
No. The chairman of the Gallup Research and Polling firm says the official U.S. unemployment rate is crap. He says it's a big lie perpetrated by the White House, Wall Street, and the news media. Man's name is Jim Clifton. I have respect for him. Didn't know who he was before I saw this blog yesterday about how the Labor Department arrives at its monthly unemployment rate. Americans who have quit looking for work after 4 weeks are not in the numbers. How many years have you heard me say that? They're half. So if the government says the unemployment rate right now is, what, 5.4% or 5.6% or whatever the hell it is.
Right.
No, that's bunk. This guy says that's bunkum, and it is. The unemployment rate is 10%.
You double it.
You double
these are
it.
People who have fallen off benefits.
They're working.
Stuff, right?
They are working under the table. They aren't part of the system. There are all kinds of. This is a, the media loves a comeback story. So the White House wants to make political points so it can help Democrats get elected next time around, or they can look good. But this is still the Great Recession, folks, and it's up to you to kind of figure your way around it. And not if the government's not going to fix this. The government isn't going to fix it. You're going to fix it individually and collectively. That's how it works here. But just so you knew, the numbers are a lot of bogus bunkum. 51 after the hour, and good day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are here to regale you with information, and we've brought in as one of our legionnaires Shelley Palmer. Happens to be a very good technical reporter, wanders around the streets of New York every day to find out what's going on in the world of technology so he can report to you here. And he'll be up in a moment talking about Snapchat.
Snapchat.
You know what Snapchat is?
I use it.
Use it, yeah. Right, all right. So you'll be interested, Jennifer, as will many other people listening to its newest features. What's that all about? You'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Tonight, The Blacklist moves to the all-new NBC Thursday at 9, 8 Central.
You have got to watch. People will be talking about this episode.
Oh, and then it's the premiere of Allegiant.
Yes, about a genius spy who doesn't know his parents are also spies.
Oh, right, but they're spies for the enemy.
It's an amazing new night of drama.
Seriously, the all-new NBC Thursday. Now, it all starts tonight with an encore of the big Super Bowl episode of The Blacklist.
Then it's The Blacklist at its new time, 9, 8 Central.
Followed by the premiere of Allegiant.
Okay, you are all now officially busy on Thursday night.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Snapchat has been working to become more than a messaging service for a while, and its newest feature is a big step forward. Snapchat recently launched Discover, a new way for brands to distribute videos, photos, text, and more. Right now, Comedy Central, ESPN, Food Network, and a handful of other companies add about 5 or 10 fresh pieces of content each day to their Snapchat stories. Keeping true to Snapchat's ephemeral nature, each story only sticks around for 24 hours. Every story has what's called a top snap. It may be a highlight reel dunk from an NBA game the night before, or a funny one-liner from a Comedy Central show. Each of these snaps can then be swiped up for longer form pieces of content, like complete highlights of last night's game, or a full scene from this week's episode. Discover is helping Snapchat become more of a true media platform. With a user base of 100 million and growing, it's a platform worth keeping an eye on. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. Woo! And where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her. Yeah. Like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
Fourth quarter tablet shipment figures show that new business or growth in the iPad Mini, and competing devices from Samsung has evaporated. There is no new growth. They have sold, and they keep going back to the same people. There are not new people buying these products. One reason the market has stalled is consumer preference for larger smartphones like the S5 and the iPhone 6. The newer devices give you a screen as big as a tablet in some cases. I had one of the first Samsung I had was so big I couldn't hold it in my hand. I had Bob bring it back and give me another one.
They are gigantic.
Which, yeah. I don't know how you use
great
them.
Great screen, conventional. Though.
Yeah, but where do you carry them?
It's a I don't know. That's exactly what I think. I know people that love them. I just wouldn't know where to put them.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the drone. This has been the year of the drone. Anecdotal reports indicate that in December, sales of recreational drones were up significantly. You bought yours where?
Brookstone.
Brookstone. Amazon sold a lot of them. Maybe it's because they started off by saying they were going to use them themselves to deliver orders. They were buying squads of drones. And now, of course, they've run into some, with good reason, they've run into a sort of a backlash from people who are flying legitimate planes. Oh, we're going to have these things all over the sky. You're going to have to dodge them. Well, I mean, that's what will happen under the circumstances that seem there. Also, last year, data loss. You know when your computer crashes?
Oh, do I? Oh, boy.
Okay. So business results from last year, $1.7 trillion lost in business. What an amazing number, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. $1.7
trillion lost because of data crashing. My advice to you, nominate a young volunteer for up to $10,000 in scholarships through the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Nominations accepted now through March 13th at kohlskids.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason,
from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.